Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Lynette King to join me today. So then enjoy the rest of this Cardi B.
I need to go back in my room. My children gonna follow me. Huh?
Ain't it bedtime?
So will. I'm glad you said that. Hello. Go to bed. So we at Cracker Barrel. We sitting down. You know, we just eating whatever. So this chick come walk up to the table. I ain't know who she was because he had been telling me he had a girlfriend the whole damn time. So she just put it up. So she ain't say nothing to me. She just standing there looking at him. So, you know, I'm sitting here mentally putting stuff together. But I had some macaroni and some popcorn shrimp. And it was good. So I wasn't, like, finna stop eating for them to do it. And then, you know, Cracker Barrel ain't our place. Yeah, you kind of walk in and air. You know what I'm getting at.
I know what you're getting at.
You walk in and they already looking at you crazy. So then here she comes. She finna cause a scene. So I'm like, pull up a chair. Like, don't just stand there. So he's looking at me crazy because he probably couldn't believe that I was so calm about the thing. But, you know, I didn't want her causing a scene in a restaurant. And then I wanted to finish eating before I left because that was, like, the first time that me and him had ever went on a date, and I just met him there. So it must have been a sign that I needed to drive myself. So I finished eating, and then they was, like, staring at each other for a little while at first. So it was kind of funny because – you can tell, like, if smoke was coming out her ears, she would have filled that whole damn restaurant up with smoke. So when I finished eating, I just gone get up. I ain't say bye to nobody. I get up and walk off. Soon as I walk off, that's when they start arguing. So I'm like, well, shoot, at least they let me finish eating first. Like, you know, like, that was very considerate. Yeah, because if it was me, I wouldn't have came in there that calm. So I'm like, you know, go ahead on, sister girl, get your man. I ain't talking to him no more. I don't care how many free meals he gave me. So I go hop in my car and go on home. My boyfriend was at home when I pulled up, but he wasn't outside, and I stayed in an apartment complex at the time. So as soon as I pull up, I'm finna get out the car, and she comes swerving the parking lot next to me. I had no idea this girl had to follow me home. So soon as I'm getting out the car, she popped her trunk. So in my mind, she got something back there. She finna kill me. I can't let this bitch kill me. I was young. And, you know, she has my whole life ahead of me. So I run to the back of her car and jump on the trunk before she can get whatever she was finna get out of it. And then I punched her on my way across the trunk. So soon as I hit her, she tripped over her own fucking foot and hit the ground. So, you know, ain't no rules when you're fighting. So I was sitting on her chest. Hey, you know, you sit on somebody's stomach, they can get you off of them. And I'm little. So now, you ain't going to get me off, because I'm going to sit on your chest where my legs going to be on your shoulders. You ain't going to be able to do nothing. So I was eating her ass up. So this dude that I thought couldn't walk got out of his walker and picked, like, that was like the weirdest thing. Damn, that's the weirdest thing I had ever seen, because I had only seen him sitting down. Like, you ever see somebody sitting down all the time, then when they get up, you be like, damn, he got legs. Like, that was like the moment that I had when he grabbed me off of her. So he was like, man, I ain't never seen you get crazy like that. He was like, that was like some movie type shit where you jumped across the car. I ain't even think I wasn't trying to slide across the car. I was trying to close the trunk. Feel like my life was in danger. So, guess what she was trying to do with the trunk? Oh, shit.
Stuff you in it?
This, no. No. This girl, she knew he was cheating. So, she knew he had been cheating on her. So, she was trying to give me his clothes. She's like, I got a man. He can't stay here. He's going to have to take his clothes somewhere else. She popped the trunk because his clothes was in the garbage bag in the trunk. But she should have, like, gave me a warning. Like, get out the car and say something. Don't just get out popping your trunk. Like, we don't play them kind of games. I got to make sure, you know, you ain't trying to kill me. So I had to get her away from the trunk. June did, but that was like.
What did your boyfriend say about this? Did he ever come outside?
No, he ain't know. He's, to this day, he still don't know how many dates I went on while we was in a relationship. Because, like, every time we got into it, I went on another date. I was like, you know what? Fuck him. I was just like, I'm going to go on another date. I met, like, Mr. Right. I seen a post. On, I shared it the other day on Facebook, and it was
that
something
Mr.
like.
Mr. Right at the wrong time?
Yeah. Like the perfect guy while I was in a relationship. And I'm always super honest. Like, when I start talking to somebody, if I'm in a relationship, you're going to know I'm in a relationship because I'm going to tell you. And that means I'm not going to sleep with you. So I'm letting you know I'm sleeping with somebody already, so I'm not going to sleep with both of y'all. But you can feed me. Like, you know, both of y'all can either take turns, teamwork, feeding me, and make somebody else's job easier. So Mr. Wright worked for the city. He had his own place. He was building a house. We was probably like 22, 23. And he was already, like, making moves to do stuff that would make you be like, dang. But see, he was raised by his grandparents. And, like, when I'd be at work, he'll be getting off work, like, in the middle of my shift. And he'll go and give me lunch and then bring me lunch to work. And it was like everything was going super good until he started liking me. And the mofo gonna tell me one day, I'm falling in love with you, but if I build you a house, you probably put old boy in the basement because I was in a relationship. So he was like, I thought he was being funny, but he ain't talking to me no more after that. That was our last conversation. And I seen him like 3 weeks ago when I was picking my kids up from school, and he was looking at me until I looked up at him, and then he like looked the other way. I'm like, damn, I didn't even do nothing. Guys can be so sensitive.
Okay. He fell in love with you. I get you was in a relationship. He was falling in love, and you was like, pump your brakes. Is that what
you know
to be like, ooh, Lynette, I like you?
Sometimes. Probably all the time. Ugh, I ain't got time for that. I can't be falling in love because I'm always falling asleep. I use my free time to take a nap. I ain't trying to be all out here in love and going crazy over folks. Because when I like you, I get crazy. Like, you know how sometimes you'll call me crazy, but I'm not actually crazy because I don't like nobody. But if I like you, it's going to get real, real fast. I do pull-ups, pop-ups, pop-outs, pop-ins, I'm popping. And don't make me pop up and something happening and I'm going to pop off. See, I ain't got time to like people.
Crazy.
So while I'm doing all that, do you remember with Psycho? Except Psycho was the crazy.
So for those of our listeners who don't know who Psycho is the one person who can check Lynette and keep her little psych laugh. Just to put that out there for our listeners who don't know who Psycho is.
But you call me Psycho in the midst of talking about Psycho.
I mean, but yeah, it's you are crazy. I want you to embrace that. You know how you always tell me, Pam, you need to embrace the fact that you're crazy. You are absolutely crazy. If I have to embrace it, so do you.
But when I'm telling you that, you have to understand it's because you actually are crazy and I'm not. He was crazy. Let me tell
you. I have not done one crazy thing. Disclaimer, I have not done one crazy thing. I'm not the one that's jumping over people's trunk and beating them down because the trunk popped up, you know.
But you understand why that happened, though.
I do understand why that happened.
What would you do if you pull up and somebody pull up next to you and they pop their trunk?
Oh, I got a CCW. We ain't even going to get out and talk. I ain't getting out my front seat. Right there up under the front seat. I'm not getting out the car. Mm-mm.
Man, I'm finna get all over your head. See, dang.
I watch way too much ID Discovery for somebody to be pulling up beside me.
What you gonna do to them? No. Let's tell the listeners about some. okay, listeners. Here you go. There was this girl, a mutual friend of Pammy and I. So she'll tell us about the guy that she was living with in the basement. And I don't know, did he jump on her? He probably jumped on her one night, and it was like me and Pam was like coming up with ways for her to kill him and get away with it. It was like the funniest thing ever.
If you are froggy enough to leave, you are froggy enough to deal with whatever consequences happen.
Yes, baby,
that's all
put your hands on me if you want to. You
ain't gotta call 911.
Cause I'm gonna call somebody and we gonna beat you so bad you gonna wish we would have called the police on you. But, you know, she never wanted to call the police. She never wanted to hurt them or nothing.
I think that was enjoyable for her, though.
People.
You know, I think that's an enjoyable type of thing.
See, that shit just wouldn't be me. Like, certain stuff shouldn't fly. Like, if I'm talking to you, like, if we're dating, first of all, I hate the getting to know you phase. Dudes these days, when you're going through that phase, I don't feel like I should be answering these questions. Like, some of the stuff that they ask, it's like, you're supposed to figure that out on your own. Why am I giving you the map? Like, you trying to get my heart. I ain't finna guide you there. And you got to figure this out on your own. You want to ask all the questions, what you like, what you don't like. Now, just figure it out. Because when you're getting to know somebody and they're like, hey, I want to go have sushi, and I'm like, I don't eat that. So then that's how you're going to know that that's something that I don't like, right? So when you're dating someone, the getting to know you phase is like for some people it may be a good phase, but for me that's like the hardest phase to get through because that's when they show you what they think you want. I prefer that a guy just be himself. That's probably why I like Psycho. He was just like full out crazy from the beginning. So I already knew what I was getting into, but you have people that try to pretend to be something else because they feel like, okay, this is the person she wants. She wants a nice guy, so I'm going to be a nice guy. But I don't think I want a nice guy.
No, we know you want a hood nigga. That song just went through my head. My bad. My song just went through my head.
My mama said I like Project Babies. I about died. I was like, you let anything come out your mouth, lady. Nobody like no Project Babies.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. I told Nicole I like them when they get their T-shirts at the gas station. Psycho used to go to that gas station right around from his mama house. He'd go in there and get one of them T-shirts that was about tall as him. Oh, the good times. Girl, do you know he cut my water off before? Like, this, we got
into
it. You got to
tell me the story behind this one.
I don't remember exactly what we got into it for because we bumped heads a lot. Like, it should have been... The fact that we got into it all the time should have been like, okay, Lynette, this not the one for you, Lee. Like, that shit didn't work. He might not have been the one for me, but the meat was for me. So if I could, like, separate the two, that would have been perfect. So anyway, we was into it for something, but I don't remember what it was. So you know me, when I get aggravated, I block you. So I blocked him. He started calling me from random numbers. So then when I wouldn't answer the random numbers, he texted me and he was like, answer your phone. He didn't know that he was blocked. So I guess it was like ringing on his side, but it just wasn't showing up on mine. So anyway, he ended up texting me from his mama's phone and he said, I'm finna come over there. So I recognized his mama's number. So I said, no, come over to my house. So he was like, man, just open the door. I'm finna come over there. So he came. And I ain't open the door. So he was just, like, knocking. But he ain't going to call the scene because he don't know if my neighbor's going to call the police. So he left, and then I guess he had to left his mama phone with her because he wasn't able to reach me from his phone, so he had to go back to his mama to get her phone. So anyway, he texted me again, and he was like, if you don't open your door, I'm going to cut your water off. So I'm looking at the message like, who the fuck cuts people water off? Like, you don't work for the city. Why would you come cut my water off? And then it's like, I ain't believe nothing that he was saying. So when he came back, he was knocking on the door, and I was looking out the window watching him knocking on the porch. So I ain't open the door. So I just go sit down and start watching TV. Then next thing I know, my phone buzzing again, and he was like, "You gonna have to unblock me to get your water cut back on." I was like, "What, man? Get up, go to the kitchen, try to turn the damn sink on. This man had to cut my water off."
How the hell?
When I tell you, you know how you got the little thing out there in the yard,
right? But
don't you need
a special tool to work that, right?
You should. But I don't know if you can, like, use pliers or what he used. But I live in the hood, so you probably can't use pliers or something. I ain't never looked at it. I didn't even go look at it then. All I knew was this man said he was going to cut my water off, and then he did. I was so mad. I was like, man, because that was, like, the ultimate ultimatum. I'm either going to not have water in this motherfucker, or I'm going to unblock you. So I unblocked him. Came back, cut the water. don't judge me. Please, don't judge this next part either. I gave him some when he came. When he cut it back on, I was like, Lord, I got to get out of this. It was like one of those love-hate relationships. Something was wrong with that man. I still think something wrong with him. We ain't even friends no more. That might be a good thing, though.
He cut your water off because you blocked him, and you still spread your legs.
Girl, see, he got the kind of meat where, like, you know how you may have sex with somebody and you may be like, I can't feel my legs, but you really just joking. Like, it was like one time we did it and I couldn't feel my legs. Like, I can see that they was there, but when I tried to get up, boom, hit the floor. I was like, man, this the kind of meat you keep. But then that's the kind of meat that be attached to niggas that ain't shit. Them be the worst kind of people that you come across. That
yep,
man,
that's
come
the
over
nigga
here.
That's going to ruin your life, your credit, your mama's life, your mama's credit. Going to make you start disowning people left and right, you know.
You ain't going to have no more friends. As long as you messing with him, he finna take full control of your house. That man, I remember this man told me he started having sex when he was 10. But by the time I got some, he was a pro. I feel like he should have been getting paid for that. Not by me, but he could have made a career of doing that to people. Because I'm like, how you just be doing this to people and then just going on about your life? You can't be doing me like this and then think I ain't going to be crazy. I'm going to run your ass over when I see you. Better not let me see you in the road or in the driveway. Pull in real fast. I should go run him over for making me think about it right now.
Well, first you'd have to unblock him and find out where he is. So, you know.
You know he blocked.
I do know
everything blocked. Every time he'll call me from a random number, as soon as I realized it was him, I blocked that number too. I probably got all his cousins blocked by now.
Until they pull up on you in traffic.
Oh. It's been a...
Let me take that back for a jinx.
Please don't, because you know she will. Because the last person that... Remember when me and you was talking and I was like, he following me. Eric got his cousin following me. I watched that cousin get locked up. Was that yesterday or the day before yesterday? He got locked up right across the street from the elementary school. I said, man, if he got some dope in that car, he's going to get some extra time because you know you can't sell by no school or no church.
Hey, you got to hustle where you hustle.
Girl, you get more time because this girl I was cool with, I ain't going to call her a friend, but she got caught selling to an undercover agent. I think she was selling, like, pills or something. But she lives right around the corner from a church. They gave her extra time for that. These people, these dope people, I couldn't sell drugs because, first of all, I don't like talking to people. So I don't know how I'm going to get rid of my merchandise if I don't want to talk to nobody. So I'm like, come on now. It's too many risks with it. I ain't finna do it. But I am gonna start dating.
You gonna start dating? We mm-hmm. should set up a dating show just for you. And have you. Who else is single?
On our team.
Yeah, on our team.
I don't have a clue. It had everybody on here.
Exactly.
What you gonna be like? What's that lady name? That
PGP dating. Iyana. Yep, I'm gonna be on her like Iyana, fixing y'all's lives.
Girl, you gotta fix your own crazy first.
I'm not crazy. I may be outspoken. I may think of the most weirdest ways to do things, but I'm not crazy.
Oh.
But I think we should do a dating show.
Listen. What's the oddest place you've ever received head?
Oh, my pastor's office.
What? Yeah. Wait.
No, so look, this is what happened, right? I used to be, Lord, please don't let nobody from the old church be listening. But no, I used to be part of the church cleaning crew, right? And...
Mm-hmm.
and it was a Saturday afternoon. It was me. It was the person who did it. See, God didn't want me to repeat this story.
I was just finna say that he punishing you,
right? And it was two other people, and they was in the basement cleaning, and we was upstairs cleaning, right? And I had been feeling him. It was no secret that I had the biggest crush on him. I just didn't know he liked me. So we got to talking, and, you know, I was just being honest. You know, the conversation led to sex, and I'm like, you know, it'd be funny as hell if we fuck right here in the pastor's office. And he was like, oh, you down? And then it just went from there.
I got another question.
Oh, Lord.
The most trifling thing you ever did.
Most trifling thing. Trifling can have so many terms. You mean trifling like nasty?
Oh, like,
trifling like stupid?
Like Trifling Chronicles. Trifling. You done seen some of them stories?
Yeah, I have. If I'm thinking about Trifling Chronicles, I would say the most trifling thing I did was my former best friend, she slept with my baby dad. She didn't know it was my baby dad at first because, you know, me and her had fell out. Then me and him got together and whatnot. But then when she found out, she continued to sleep with him. So when they broke up, she got with this other dude. And... And I gave that dude head inside her car. Just on the principle of what she did.
You gave my trifling story. So, you know how you have associates?
Yes.
Okay, so we was finna, I was staying in an apartment complex, the same one the girl followed me to. I was in a relationship then, now in this store too, with the same person. So, there was this guy that I had been friends with since we was like 12. We always just been cool, you know how you just flirt, talk shit or whatever. But that's all we ever did. So he ended up messing around with this chick that I knew. They had like these little. You know how you have step teams and stuff? I met her
mm-hmm.
through one of those step teams. So we was cool, but we wasn't, like, friends or nothing like that. So anyway, she ended up moving out there where I was living. So this particular day, I was telling my best friend, I was like, you can come to the house, and, you know, we're going to have, like, a play like a drinking game or whatever, take shots, you know how you play those kind of games. So she was like, cool. So my boyfriend, he was like, he finna go to the gym, yada yada, whoop whoop, blah blah blah. So while he gone, one of my friends from work hit me up, and she was like, hey, this girl asking me for your number. She said she want to talk to you. So I was like, what you want to talk to me about? And she was like, it got something to do with your man. So I was like, oh, okay, this one of those, I'm talking to your boyfriend, just thought you should know kind of situation.
Oh, Shirley moments. Hey, Linda.
Yeah, so.
I know you don't know.
But look, so I said, well, give her my number. So she gave the girl my number. The girl hit me up, and she was like, my name is so-and-so, and I wanted to talk to you because I felt like you should know that he, I ain't going to say his name, like that he been talking to me. So I was like, okay, what kind do you want? And she was like, what you mean? I said, I can run a Subway real quick and I can get you a cookie, but I just want to know what kind you want before I go. So she was like, I was just being a woman about it, but if you're going to be childish, then I could have kept this to myself. And I was like, no, you weren't being a woman about it. Your feelings hurt. So in return, you thought, okay, I'm going to tell her because I'm not going to be the only one hurting. So I'm like, but it's all good.
She don't know you a nigga
for
real.
Know. But I'm like, I used to be like one of those, you do it to me, I'm going to do it right back to you kind of people. But I'm like, okay, so like whatever. So while she texting me, I'm snapping out on him in a whole nother message, but she don't know I'm really pissed off. So I'm snapping out on him, and, you know, he like, man, I'm at the gym, what you talking about? So I'm like, I'm telling him her name and everything. He was like, man, I don't even know who that is. So, like, it was like God told her to send me some screenshots. So she go to sending me all these screenshots, and she deleted his name so I can see his number first. So she's sending me all these screenshots of how they've been talking, you know, how they were saying, like, this super lame, cute stuff, the kind of stuff I don't like, like he was able to say to her. And then.
Okay, so all right, go ahead. I'm done. I'm done being silly. I'm done.
He had to send her a picture of a tattoo that he had just got. And when I looked at the day, he must have sent it to both of us at the same time. he had to have gotten the tattoo done and then was like, well, I'm going to send it to both of them. So, like, right now, so they don't ask later or something. Because I didn't ask him for the tattoo for the picture when he sent it. So when I seen the tattoo and the screenshots, I'm like, all right. I text him, and I was like, go ahead and enjoy your workout. I'll make sure everything is packed for you when you get here. So he was like, what? I said, and I suggest you not stay long. But by this time, we hadn't already started taking a shot. So I'm like, I jumps on him without even having an attitude sometimes. But you going to add the lick in the mix, you might as well get in and get on back out real quick. So this is what happened. I had all his stuff, like, in the middle of the floor in my room. And my friend and this other guy that lived out there, they was in the living room because they was talking. So they was in there taking shots, and they was like, what's she in there doing? Because I never told them what was going on. So then my friend girl come in there, and she was like, what you doing? So she seen all my boyfriend clothes, and she was like, you putting him out? And I was like, yeah. So I tossed her phone so she can see what was going on for herself. So I go in the kitchen. I ain't have no garbage bags. So I was like, oh, fuck. But then I remembered the girl that I was cool with had just moved in. So I was like, I bet she got some garbage bags. So I walked down there to her house, and she was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, nothing, trying to put my boyfriend out. You got some garbage bags I can borrow? So she was like, what? And then the dude that I had been cool with was over there, too. So he was like, man, don't pull him out, man. Like, that boy love you. All this, you know how guys be, they just be talking shit. So she was like, for real? So really, they just want to see what's finna happen. So when she give me the garbage bags, they both follow me down to the house. So I had my girls then. I hadn't had Jay yet. So my girls was asleep in their room, so they ain't know what was going on anyway. So the associate and the guy come following me back to the house. So my boyfriend didn't come in until I hadn't had all his stuff packed. So he gone about his business. So the rest of us, the associate and her dude, you know, they was like, oh, shit, y'all got liquor. So they started playing the game with us. So after we finished playing the game, we turned the music up. We just in there dancing and everything. My friend and the dude then snuck out to the other bedroom. So they just, and I ain't go see what they were doing because they started hunching in the living room. I had to put them out. So,
did you really just say hunching? I ain't heard that since I was a little kid, man.
That wouldn't look right. Like, I thought they was finna get started right there in the living room. So, me, the associate, and the guy was in the living room. You know, we still, I'm dancing. The guy is just kind of like sitting back chilling. He just drinking. My, the associate is sitting on the couch. She just sitting there like she just zoned all the way out. So then I get a text message. I open a text message, boom, from the dude that's in the living room with us. Now, him and the girl in a relationship right now. But I'm mad about my relationship right now, so I'm finna have a real trifling moment. So he was like, when I was dancing, he made a comment, the nasty comment. I don't remember exactly what it was about how I was dancing. So I just opened it. I ain't say nothing back. I'm still slick aggravated. So he texted me again, and he was like, I want to taste it. I was like, shit.
When and where?
So,
there you go. You want it in a split? You want me in a V? How you want it?
Exactly. So this is where it get real messed up. So he was like, he told a girl, he was like, I'm finna go on to the house. So she was like, already? So he said, yeah. So I was still talking to Mr. Wright, you remember him, at the time. And the girl knew about him. So when her dude walked out, he texted me again and told me where he was parked at. So I was like, okay. So I told her, I was like, hey, you will stay here and watch my kids real quick. I said, I said, Mr. Wright, but I said his name. I was like, he outside and he want to talk to me real quick. So she was like, okay, go ahead. So it was like super fucked up. So I go in the bathroom, wash up real quick because we had been dancing. Go outside and hop in the car with the dude. And then we went to the beach. And so that's where he ate me out of. And then when we went back, I got out in the back of the building. And then he went on. So when I walked in the house, she had to fell asleep on the couch. And the kids were sitting there. So I just sit down. She was like, oh, you're in a real good mood now when she woke up. And I was like, yeah, girl, them nuts, bring it on out of you. So messed up, but I'm telling you, I was drunk. I ain't care. And then I quit talking to her. I was like, I ain't your friend no more. like she did something. But then she found out, like 2 days later, that the car that he had drove to her house that night was like the other chick that he was sleeping with. Cause so it was just like all messed up. I was like,
Accidental side chick again.
That wasn't even on no accident. But he wasn't like in an actual relationship with nobody. He just had all of them thinking that they was working towards one. Like, you know how dudes they'll allow you to feel like it's going a certain way, knowing that's not the way that it's going.
Yep.
They don't be wanting you to talk to nobody else, but they be doing their thing. You ain't finna tell me nothing. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do every time I want to do it.
I mean, but that's how the game is played.
Yeah. So you be having, it just don't be people business, you know, what you're doing. That's why
I still ain't recovered from telling you about that church.
You over there,
gotta
see what
it is.
You over there, you reminiscing.
Girl, that was some of the best head I've ever had. If I knew where he was this day, whew, Jesus. I think I need to go, when I go back to Ohio, I think I need to go visit that church.
Shoot, I'm thinking when I get off this air, I'm a unblocked psycho. Don't know.
Now, if you unblock Psycho, we'll be back live tomorrow to talk about this. You know, he that type of nigga to get some shirts from the gas station, so you know that dick is about to ruin your life.
Man, on everything. But he was like the most motivational person I had ever met in my life. He was like motivational meat. You know how you do stuff to get the reward. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna finish this book real fast, and he gonna give me some more meat after I finish. That's how. It used to be so funny, man. I was writing them books so fast, man. Just so I can be like, I just finished another one. Cause it's like I got more nuts that way. Nah, I ain't even getting nuts and barely cranking them things out. That's what I need. Cause them toys don't be doing a trick.
I don't know nothing about them toys. Remember, I'm celibate.
You don't know nothing about them. That mean you can't play with it?
That.
You just going to sell a little bit
that.
Of it? Man, I be in the store. Me and my best friend go down to it's a sex store about 30 minutes away from me, and they have a theater inside of the store. What you don't have to pay to go in as long as you go in with another person. And then it's a big screen. They play porn on it. They got couches. I was like, oh, I bet them couches filthy. That they don't even care nothing about it. But I go in there asking them folks all kinds of questions. I asked this one man so many questions that he would turn red. Like, bruh, you work in a sex though. You supposed to be prepared for these questions.
I need to make sure. Were you direct or were you like undercover with your questions though?
No, I was like, where this part go? You know how they have the toys and then they have the little second part that's smaller and it moves. They have it to where you can adjust it and you can put that part in your butt. Or you can turn it the other way and then it'll sit on top of your clit. But I ain't know my first time buying one. So I was like, wait, what's this on here for? Like, if you hold your hand up and you got your thumb out and your index finger up,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it look like pointing straight up. And then your thumb is the part that either go in your butt or on top of your clit.
I don't think I would want anything fake in my butt.
Me neither. Because how you control both sides? I don't think I want nothing vibrating in my butt either.
Right, it's not the same.
Weird.
It's not the same as when you getting it naturally. Like,
I don't want nothing in my butt, and I'm like, a tongue.
It's actually a pretty good feeling. Like once you know if you're not into pain, once the pain subsides, you know it does a really good job of getting you wet.
I'm thinking I'm going to be tense up the whole time. I'd be like, man.
Not really.
It's all
a relaxation thing. Like, once you get your body to relax, like, it's just a tighter version of getting fucked, literally. As long as you lubed up properly.
Earlier.
We have people comment on Facebook. Let's hear from our callers real quick. Callers, we want y'all to say something. Say something to us. Who do we have on the
Hello.
Line here? Hey.
This is your pin sister, Tamira. I can't with y'all right now.
Who do we have?
You know what? I'm trying to edit, watch Star, and listen to y'all. I got tears in my eyes. I just had to put the computer down.
Okay, yeah.
Later.
We got 15 seconds. Let me go to this other caller. Let's see who we got.
Okay.
Hey, caller, can you hear me? Caller, hello?
I hear background noise.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I was on my phone. Hey, I didn't know y'all could see if I called in.
Yeah, we can see if you called in. Give you a chance to say hey.
Oh. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Hey.
But yes, I
now,
said
what
earlier.
What y'all just talking about? Because I missed the beginning of the conversation.
We were talking about anal.
I'm not. I'm down for that.
Me neither.
I'm down for that.
Well, like I said, I had a finger earlier. I just, the rest of it is kind of painful. I'm being eased into it.
No, I don't even want to ease into it. I'm good on it all.
Yeah, I got eased into it. So, you know, the finger was big, to my credit. So. It was like
God.
A small penis. I'm working on it. Baby steps.
Oh my God.
We're getting there. Yes, other than me.
Unfortunately, it's about to get us off, y'all. But if y'all are available tomorrow, join us for lip service. I'm going to step in and help out our pen, Sis Octavia, and we definitely will be continuing this conversation. Because I got
to
wait.
Okay, I'll be here
tomorrow. Okay.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.